A new stage production asks the question, what do we see when we look in the mirror? Rooted in a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, In the Company of Ghosts looks at how our challenges affect the way others see us and our own self-perception. It's the latest installment in our series, Art from the Ground Up. Veteran artists Frank Ferraro and Adrienne Ware are known for, individually and collaboratively, creating sculptures, paintings, web series, and stage productions. And for more than 2 years now, have been working on a theatrical production that examines the confluence of personal tragedy, transformation, and hope, universal themes common to us all. Ware said in preparation for this weekend's presentations, they held workshop sessions at the Oaks Theater in Oakmont, sharing deeply personal experiences.
After a while, it stopped, and it never happened again.
And at the very end of it, the audience stuck around, and they were motivated and inspired to tell their own stories that were inspired by what they had just seen. So we knew that we were on to something. So all of a sudden, we were having this active exchange and communication and
connection,
connectivity. You know, we all felt like we were part of a community.
In the Company of Ghosts is an innovative theatrical production incorporating spoken word, video, installation art, and more, with the intention of identifying the common ground we all share as we face life's challenges. Here's Frank Ferraro, whose Parkinson's disease is a primary focus.
The idea of being haunted by these entities that control us. In my case, it was Parkinson's, and my body was being controlled in ways that I couldn't control it. So it felt like somebody else was driving the car.
That feeling is typical for Parkinson's sufferers, according to one of Ferraro's physicians, Amber Van Laar.
I think one of the earliest signs of Parkinson's that affects mood is actually fatigue, and it's insidious. The fatigue can be just really heavy. Patients describe it as like a heavy wet blanket. It just affects every aspect of their day.
Van Laar sees In the Company of Ghosts as a window into the lives of Parkinson's patients.
This is a great way to, I think, help other people who don't have Parkinson's understand what it may feel like, what the day-to-day experience may be like.
People with Parkinson's experience the disease in different ways, and Ferraro makes sure that other perspectives are included.
Listen to their stories and understood their struggles and translated some of their ideas into their performance as well. So it's not inclusive of just me. It's inclusive of the whole community of people that are suffering.
Adrienne Ware adds that In the Company of Ghosts explores personal struggles beyond Parkinson's.
It's kind of the perfect metaphor on lots of different levels. The ghosts that I'm bringing forth into this production include dealing with grief, dealing with loss of identity, dealing with the emergence of authentic self, you know, when you kind of get those demons out of the way, exorcise them, so to speak, and allow your true self and true being to come forth.
In the Company of Ghosts will be a series of vignettes, each looking at shared human experiences through their own personal stories.
In both of our cases, Frank and I are willing to be very vulnerable in this work and present our personal truths through a multidisciplinary lens, and with the hope that our stories that come from our lives, may resonate with others.
We like to say we're not playing any roles or characters, we're playing ourselves, which I think brings a genuine truth forward and people can relate to.
In the Company of Ghosts runs Friday through Sunday at the New Hazlett Theater. With Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.